Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, man, you know, it's just, you know, it's King Tut, you know, and trying to make this hit, you know. Shout out to Brad, you know, Brad.
Yeah.
AKA B-Dub. Pretty fucking
good. B-Dubs.
$100 sweatshirt, big kid.
King Tut.
$50 sweatshirt, big kid.
Let's get it. Come on. Yeah.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it.
Choke on my words, no time for the Heimlich. Put him in a nursery, his ass came out rhyming. I'm a diamond in the rough, y'all don't see my potential. Kicking it with King Tut, now I'm shining like a crystal. Never miss you with a pistol. Hope and pray to God that these lyrics don't hit you. If they do, it will cause massive damage to your tissue. So what is your issue? Punch his bitch in his jaw and watch his lips fall off.
Mama had a beat till I took the fucker's head right off.
Time to unleash all of my emotions. Healing all your wounds like magical potions. Got the game flowing in all the right motions. Crunch time, man, I ain't no captain. Style of rap and put yours out of fashion. You better than me, dog, I'm laughing.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
The buddy fuck up comments with my niggas. I'm the shit, I'm the bomb. Go Osama on these niggas. Change faces, come back. I'm Obama on these niggas. I don't shit, I spit. Cop the llama on these niggas. Business equal drama, that don't add up money figures. Lot of niggas know my name, but I don't know none of these niggas. I'm just dabby in a body and I'm gone off the liquor, yeah.
Pull up, pull up, pull up. I just pull up in a foreign. Got a bad bitch,
bring
me, and you know that bitch boring. Eat Bobby, we do Whitney. My life lit, your life boring. Y'all fit in, I stand out. Like the fat kid rocking Jordans, I get kicked. Y'all niggas hate, always watching the youngins play. We getting money over here. Tell them fuck boys, keep the drama over there. Real niggas and valid bitches over here.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
What's up, everybody? This is B-Dubs. Welcome to 802 Radio. That was my single, Party Rock, from my album, Voice of a Lion, or Heart of a Lion. I'm sorry, Heart of a Lion, coming soon. And I got my co-host here with me, Prentice. How you doing, Prentice?
Yo, what's up, what's up? How you doing, man? I'm doing good.
What you think of that song? That's, I don't think you heard that song.
Oh, I like
you?
That,
have
man.
I ever?
No, I haven't. No, I don't think I've heard that before. I actually like that, man. I like that beat. It has a nice up-tempo bounce to it. I like that.
Yeah, thanks, bro. And like I said before, guys, we don't have any other, you know, guest host on the show today. It's just me and Prentice, and this show's about y'all. So we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can. Before we get to our first one, do you want to add anything, Prentice?
No, man, let's get the show rolling, man. I'm excited to, you know, hear the callers that's coming in so we could, you know, hear what these people got as far as musically. And, yeah, let's keep the show going, man.
All right. Well, without further ado, who's our first caller, Black Tear?
352-398, you're live.
They got
everyone. Really. Stickman. Bateson. Fucking. Anyone who's got head on them, you know what I mean? Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, I've got bad eyes, but fuck it. Yeah. Yo, the way the world works, probably the greatest secret of all, and maybe one day in the future it is the reason we fall, every human equal as all, seen as equally true, the only time we've ever felt should be when we've needed to fall, think that we can find the meaning of feeling unbeatable, believing all the people feeling how I'm feeling need to talk, comes to mind that why the fuck are we being reasonable, start reasons to find a reason and there's no reason at all, think there's so much more to everything than people want to know about, when it finally hits I will be sitting with an open mouth, I'll be spitting sick with a flip lit inside a smoky cloud. Screaming fuck you at it till the world decides to throw me out. Trust me mate, been there feeling beaten up and broken down. No one wants to help you out, this mess you in it's all about. Their selfish lives, their egos have gotten taller now. Made £100, you think that you're a baller now? Maybe we need to move forward now. Fuck Hammer and Clegg and Gordon Brown. Hammering heads and talking foul. Some of us want this sorted out, but they want us walking round. Pissed out of our mind like zombies now. To make us feel like acting up, now we need to be cooling down. Move forward now, fuck Hammer and Clegg and Gordon Brown. So Hammer and Ed's and talking foul, cause some of us want this sorted out. Why did they want us walking round? Pissed out of our mind like zombies now. To make us feel like acting up, and really we need to be cooling down. We don't wanna be teaching hate, we don't wanna be teaching war. Filling your raps about your straps, what the fuck are you speaking for? I told you I was a joker, cause teachers should have been teaching more. ADD didn't help, but man, they weren't giving me no support. Nah. Weren't giving me no support. Maybe the ADD didn't help, but they weren't giving me no support. Maybe the ADD didn't help, but they weren't giving me no support. Yo, Illuminati hypocrites spreading government illnesses. Public ain't aware of the terror, telling my real it is. Make you think the terrorists were there and bombed the tube, and the ceiling smacking the rapid message and getting through. Do you really think we're over there trying to keep the peace? They came over here, tried to run our country's military. Would you be okay with that, or would you strongly disagree? Watching your family get tragically massacred on the street. Pure anarchy, fighting the drugs war without a strategy. Catastrophes of an everyday thing out on the Iraqi streets. I'll be glad if you're mad at me, speaking true reality. Killing men with a verse if their brain ain't got the capacity. In the middle of cracking these riddles coming out of me. It's official, I'm spitting a missile causing casualties. Living in Britain saying fuck you to Her Majesty. Sicker than kidnapping and killing the royal family. Seem to be, does not mean they're an angel. Could be children of the devil, for that they'll always be faithful. Escape the fable that we're living in. We're more than capable and able to disarm the government, because they're unstable, incapable of helping anybody that is needing money in a hurry when they're living on the pavement. But I'm paid. Even away from enslavement. Freemasons faking to affect the death staging in this nation. All the wars are fabricated. Man in the stories that are told a lie. From what you see up on the news at 9, it's just some Muppets in disguise. Miss Piggy and some puppets. I say fuck them because I'm wise. They bring destruction and corruption to the whole of mankind.
Hey, what's your name?
Fuck them.
That was fire.
Fuck them.
That's tight, man. That was hard.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard. And some people don't want to, you know, some people don't want to be known, I guess. But, you know, if we had your links, bro, and stuff, we would have loved to give you a follow. But we just asked any of the callers, be sure you put out your, social media so we can hear, you know, not only hear the talent, but we can go and follow you guys. Because, I mean, that dude was nasty. And, you know,
yeah,
I didn't know his name. I didn't want to cut him off or anything. So
sound like a song that he wrote or something deep. He sounds like he got an accent, too. He sounds like he's from London or something.
Yeah, but what I liked about him is how he switched it up a little bit, you know. You didn't just hear bars, but he kind of went like this, and
right,
then
he
kind of went, you know. Yeah. Can you do that, Prentice?
Oh, man, you know me. I'm like the king of versatile, man. That's what I do.
Yeah, I wish I could. I mean, I'm working on, on doing that myself.
Yeah. You know, it's like trying to, you know, you definitely, when you flow, you got to change the flow, man, because then it gets, you know, it gets repetitive if you just keep the same flow. You got to put it in sixth gear and switch it up, you know.
For sure. And real quick, before we get to our next caller, we're going to give everybody a couple extra minutes, you know, so don't rush anything. Be sure you guys throw out your links and everything. And also be sure, as you're waiting to get on, please go and give us a like, 802 Radio, the official fan page on Facebook. And let's get to a next caller. Do you want to add anything first, Prentice? Or?
Man, you can also follow me. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's _@Prentice. That's P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. All right.
All right. Who's our next caller, Black Bear?
21455. 450. Yo, it's Black Gold Tanaya.
Hey, what's up, Tanaya? How you doing?
What's up?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Loving life.
Yes, beautiful.
I was telling Prentice, I'm just trying to stay warm because it was 30 below zero last night here in Vermont. So it's
We're not doing that. I'm in
Vegas.
We
had frost coming in through the windows and stuff like that, and I was like wrapping like 4 blankets, and I was still like cold as hell. So.
I'm in Texas and Dallas, and it was cold just recently, and I'm just like, no more, I'm done, I'm gonna leave, I'm going to Hawaii, I don't care, something I can't do it. So yeah, I'm sorry, I'm out of here.
What'd you say? What's funny is it's gonna be one of those things though where like if you did move to go to Hawaii, it'll be the once in a lifetime, you know, time where there's snow and the snow's gonna follow you. You know what I'm saying? It'll be
so
one
now,
of those
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Might as well stay here in this because it's supposed to usually be hot. Normally we known for the hot weather, but I don't know what happened. It's just that global warming is crazy.
Yeah. So what are you calling in for today? What do you have to promote?
I have so much to promote. I'm glad you said I have a couple of extra minutes because I feel a little bit relaxed because I'm normally trying to rush. But I'm going to start with my social media accounts because it's Black Gold Tanya there. And so I know that's a little confusing because in a minute I'm going to say something different. So let me just start there. Black Gold Tanya, BlackGoldTanya. And that's Instagram, that's Spotify, that's Instagram, that's everything but Twitter. You can find Black Gold Tanya on everything except for Twitter. You got to throw an underscore.
Keep that first, booking 214. Is that you?
I'm sorry?
It says Black Gold, keep God first, booking 214,
yes,
that's your page? Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then on Twitter, it's going to be Black Gold TA underscore NYA, and that's the only one. Twitter is different. Everything else is the same. Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook. Everything is Black Gold TA NYA. Now, moving forward, Spotify, Amazon, that's when you have to throw that hyphen in there. It's Black Gold TA hyphen NYA because that's my stage name. It's my artist name. I'm Tanaya, Black Gold Tanaya. So Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever you stream on. You can find me everywhere.
Okay.
I'm available. And some of my songs, My Grind, Firelight, Hit It Hard, Birthday Dress With You, and there's so many of them. And like you were just saying, I got real versatile on my album 10 where I was bringing so many different flavors, so many different energies, so many different, you know, just passions that I have. And I threw them all on 10, and that's what 10 is all about, just giving you a little side of everything. You get something from back in the day, and you get something from now, and it's just a little bit of everything. So I hope you all enjoy it. Go ahead, what'd you say?
I said I'll definitely check it out. It definitely sounds like, quite an album and stuff like that. And I just favorited you. I just sent you a request and stuff. And maybe we can also, you know, talk about maybe a potential interview on the show if you're down one day, you know, because we're always looking to try to get, you know, people on the show for, like, interviews and stuff like that. And if that's something that you ever are interested in, just, you know, we can talk after the show and see if we can book it if you want.
That's beautiful. I would love that. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. And if you want to stay in the queue, we can try to put you back on later if there's, no more callers and you're still on.
Okay, definitely. That would be beautiful.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Once again, guys, definitely thank you for tuning in to 802 Radio. Thanks. Big shout out to my homeboy, Prentice, and also Black Tear, you know, for making it happen, and Prentice for keeping the show going even when I stumble sometimes. You know, it's like,
I got your back.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, this, like, I remember the first show we did, you know, like, it was our first time we ever did the show, and it was just, like, meant to be. It was like a perfect team, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, definitely. We had that chemistry, man. Sure.
For sure. And Okay, before we get to the next caller, once again, guys, please go on Facebook, type in 802 Radio, 802
sure y'all follow.
Radio. Definitely. And what's cool about the fan page is if you are on the road and you don't know the number off the top of your head, there's a call button on the fan page. You can just hit call and it'll patch you right in, you know. So definitely give that, you know, give that page a like and keep up to date with other potential interviews on the show and projects and whatnot. So you have anything to add, Prentice?
Man, that's pretty much everything in a nutshell, man. We can keep the show rolling. Let's go.
All right, who's our next caller?
305 July.
Hey guys, how you doing today, man? God bless.
God bless.
God bless. What's your name?
My name is Guy Terensky, man.
Hey, nice. Thanks for calling into the show, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm chilling down here in Mazatlan, Mexico, man. It's nice and sunny, beautiful, sunshiny weather, man. You know what I mean? It makes you realize what life's really about. You know what I mean?
Wow, from Mexico. That's dope. That shows everybody, to all the listeners, you know, we're not just in the United States, you know, like Mexico. That's what's up.
Absolutely, brother, and that's why I do it, man, to help it come around, man. The world goes around no matter what country you're from or what frown to frown you wear or smile to smile, man. We're all connected, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And it also proves, you know, it also, like, it's so unreal to me, you know what I'm saying, just how big this network platform is. You know, like, I, as much as I do the show, I go on and I keep forgetting, like, wow, there's people in Mexico, there's people in London, there's people in, you know, it's not just in my home state, you know. So even though 802 is Vermont Radio, it shows that this is, like, worldwide, you know, and this is huge.
Absolutely, bro. And I come from 612, man, which, if you know where that is, man, that's like the heart of the Midland, man, where George Floyd and all that shit started from, man, the last time this bullshit happened, man. So what I'm trying to say is my homie, my brother, my mentor, my friend, my colleague, my amigo, is that we all in this together, man, and we shine together like 1 + 1 = 2. The sun shines on plant life, on human life, on animal life, on any life, man, to make it root further, man, to grow, to be human, to be representative in the right way, man. And maybe you got to go through the wrong way to get to that right way, man. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just know that I'm Guy Terensky, Wu-Tang Killer B from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Mankato, in the place to be. Not to mention, give a shout out to the old Indian family, man. Go back way past that, man. So with that being said, man, Black Terror Radio, Eddie Powell, much love, man. And you too, Holson, man, doing a beautiful job, just like everybody does every time I call in, man. I'm feeling good
hey,
today,
thanks,
man.
Man.
I really am, man. I want to let you guys know that.
We
you know,
appreciate
I got,
it, man.
I got...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, man. Go ahead, man.
Well, I was just going to let you know that I forgot to mention, I actually went to Mexico on vacation. Are you familiar with Playa del Carmen?
Yeah, I am.
I actually went to Playa del Carmen. We touched down in Cancun, and then it was like a 30-minute like taxi, you know, down there. And it was like going to New York
to another place, yeah.
Yeah, but the coolest thing about it is I never expected a trip, you know, to change me in a positive way so much, you know, like to go down there and see the harder, working people.
My brother, you said it in the best possible way, man. I've been down here almost a year, man, right? You know what I mean? Well, I came down here to help my mother out. My mother got sick down here, and thankfully she survived. She was pronounced basically dead, and that's we'll get to that later on
wow.
in the interview or something like that, but what I'm saying by that, man, it changed my eyes, man. It changed the way I looked at life, man. And I've always looked at life in a little bit of a different way, man, more spiritually than I don't know, just because of my own path that I chose, man. And I wanted to choose that path, man. You know, and so with that being
Definitely.
Said, man, I have no regrets, even though it's been hard at times, man. And you know, you get down on yourself at times and you want to do the best you can and you feel like you didn't do the best you can and, you know, and you miss certain people in your life that it was there in the past and you're just trying to survive and be the best man you can be the next day and the next day after that. And that's all I really cherish about, man. That's kind of where I really gain a lot from the locals here, man.
And that's all you can do, really, you know, is just do the best you can with what you got at that time and, you know, and just trusting God, and that's all you can really do, you know. And
then you realize, bro, right there, that then you realize right then and there that the universe, or how you speak God, is on your side. You know what I mean, bro? And then all you got to do is water the plant. You just water the plant and you grow, you know. And sometimes it's a little
Definitely.
Bit more difficult. You know what I mean?
Definitely,
but,
bro.
With that being said, my brother, man, I just want to say I got a track coming out on Black Terror, or excuse me, Eddie Powell's next second mix, La Familia Part 2, man. I'm happy to be a part of this. I want to be a part of it, man. There's a lot of different other artists on there that I cannot wait to see and, like, listen to their music and try to be, kind of listen and put my shoes in their shoes, man, because we're all different, man, and that's the beauty of society, man, and that's why I love it, and that's
Definitely.
Why I say positive vibes save lives. That's my demeanor, man, and I came up with that, dude, in 2015, 2014, man, you know, and it was a small business, and it still is, man, and with that being said, it's like, you can go any situation in your life, and you can be negative, right? And it'll turn negative. But if you be positive, it'll turn positive and stuff like
exactly.
that, man.
And to kind of bounce back off that real quick before we, get to our next caller, a quick story. When I went to Mexico when I was in Mexico, we were staying in a nice fancy hotel in Playa del Carmen. And the in-ground swimming pools, you know those silver bars that you you hold on to help support yourself walk into the pool? You know those silver bars I'm talking about? It was about 115 in Playa del Carmen, and there's this lady, you know, an older lady, I'd say late 40s, 45, 46, and she's there. With a fucking, I swear to God, she's there with like a squeegee and she has spray and she's wiping that down almost to the part where you can see it. You can see your reflection through it. That's how spotless it was. And then what people don't understand is they only make what in Mexico? I think it's like a certain amount of cents an hour or something. It's not like here, you know, minimum wage is
it's
like.
It's different, man. You go to Mexico City, man. You go to Cancun. You go to Mazatlan. You go to fucking Mexico City and all that. It's different. It's kind of like the United States,
exactly.
Man. However, man, they take pride in their work, man, which is different.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't do that in America.
That's where I was getting at, because here it's like, you know, here you see people that are like, oh, I'm making like $15 an hour. I'm not happy. That lady right there makes probably, I think, 50 cents an hour or something like that, and she's out in the hot sun scrubbing. Would you do that for 50 cents an hour? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and she's humble. You
Bro,
know, she
man, I'll
humble
tell you what, when I was in Florida, man, I went down to Florida to live the houseboat life, man, and I took a job, man, working for this company called ASAP, because we're there when you need us to be there, and they're like marine construction, bro. And I know what you mean by that, dude. So I did that part of my life, man, just to fulfill my needs and fulfill who I am as a person. I don't do anything to fulfill other people's needs, man. I mean, I'm going to help people out. I'm going to try to be the best I can for them, and I'm going to work with people,
Thanks.
Man.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, we do this for each other, and that's why we have a common goal with everybody. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, I'd hate to cut it short, bro, because, I mean, you're such a cool dude. I could talk to you, you know, the whole show, but we have other callers in the queue. So do you want to throw out your social media links one more time and we can get to our next caller?
Absolutely, man. And, hey, I appreciate the time that you've taken out and vice versa, man. Guy Cherensky, SoundCloud, Guy Cherensky. Facebook, Guy Cherensky, Instagram, dude. You got to understand, dude, I'm old school, man. I don't care about the social media friends and social media this and that, man. If I have to, I will say that just to help promote and do that, man. But when it comes down to it, man, I'm one with the universe, and that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Definitely, bro, and we appreciate you calling in. And, Prentice, you have anything to add before we get to our next caller?
Nah, man, definitely a shout out to you guys, man. It's good, great conversation, you know what I mean? And we all connected around the world, man. We all share the common thing, and that's we all here on Earth, man, you know what I mean? So,
hey, thanks for that, man. That was a good way to think, man. I got a good vibe off of that, man. That's why I like calling in all the time, man, with you guys, because it doesn't matter if I'm talking to you two.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. And, thank you. And thanks to all the callers in the queue that are sticking with us. Like I said, we're going to try to give everybody an extra couple minutes since we have no other guest hosts. So without further ado, unless there's anything you want to add, Prentice, we can get to our next caller.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. Let's get to our next caller.
Hey, peace and blessings, guys. Take it easy, man. Have a good day, guys. God bless.
You too, nice talking to you, Guy Turinsky. Nice talking to you, bro. Thanks for tuning in, man.
All right, we got 267-975. You're live. All right, let's try another one. We got 248-92, huh? 248-927, you live.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Where you calling from, man?
Yeah, you live.
What's up, bro? It's your boy, J. Cool, man. Shit, this is freestyle. Singing class rapping. Hot. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Shit. I stepped up in the building, looking so fresh. I'm talking to your hoe, and your hoe be like, yes. I'm like, guess what? She said she wanna do me in a sexual way, so I told her, gonna pursue me. I like the things you do, you rolling your body. I'm calling you Miss Pretty, cause you got a nice body. You a model. You stand thick in them jeans. I'm trying to see what's up. So, Charlie, what you mean? I'm trying to get up in the jeans. See what you got. Patience, having patience, but don't want to wait. I'm telling you, when you call, I'm in a different location. But I'm telling you, we can go on a vacation. I don't think that we can. I don't think that we can be together. Cause all the lies and all the times that you told me that you would be right there. But all these niggas looking, but why the fuck you still? It's the nigga J-K-O-O-L. I'm just telling you, I'm representing that script. That script. So look ahead. I'm about my business. No competition. These niggas laughing, but they laughing for no reason. So I'm telling you, this season, you fucking get murked. I'm telling you, dog. I ain't trying to have a nigga face on a t-shirt, but like, life is so hard. I'm trying to get by. I need to go and do my own thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, looks are deceiving. Just by looking at me, you probably think a nigga like me could rap. Even though I've seen you on the ground, I ain't got too much thing. I'm just doing my fucking thing, so you might as well say, I'm doing my thing. I rap like a person you never ever heard of. This the nigga J. Cool, I'm the nigga further. Elijah, bitch, have the bitch pregnant in me. But you know, that's the way I love to stick it down and shit, so I be chilling outside. Your bride wanna be with me, but told her I can't ride. Ain't got time to be free around. I'm just mad at her, no, yeah. Yeah, I said I let her fuck her know. She wanna be with a G, so I let her know from the get-go. I'm pacing my mind. I'm going out of my mind. This shit I put on YouTube. I hope this shit go to the zone. So hit me up on the phone at jcoupon.com. I'm just getting money. If you getting money, you I'm a straight dude, me. I'm in the white tees. I'm in the black white B. What up, black and white socks? 50. Y'all niggas fuck with me. YouTube, Facebook. Holla at your boy J. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, can you turn down the music so we can hear you? Because I could hear you rap, but when you were talking, I couldn't hear your, you know, if you were going to give out the links, man. I think he dropped out. Prentice, if you're still there, bro, something I wanted to ask you real quick before we get to our next caller is, is there any artist, any artist right now that's, like, big time or that's an up-and-coming artist that you don't think gets a lot of love, like, that you think is very talented, that you think the world's sleeping on or, like, they should be on the lookout for this dude because he's the next thing, you know, or he's the truth? Is there anybody that comes to mind? I don't. Is Prentice still on? I guess Prentice dropped out.
On.
So, he's on. I can't hear him though.
310-594.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to another caller.
Sure. Another caller.
Yeah.
All right. We got 810-567.
Yo, what's goody, 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 niggas? You already know who it is, man. It's your boy back on the block, back in the building. You already know, sonny, the stink rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep explaining to you niggas why I call myself the stink rapper, nigga. Shit on niggas, diarrhea style, nigga. You already know, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a blog about, you know what I'm saying? I just want to let y'all niggas know about the album, man. You know what I mean? The album's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Shit Stain. You know what I'm saying? Go get that shit. It's going to be online. It's going to be, in the stores. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure y'all go pick that shit up, nigga. Yo, man, tell him the hottest nigga out here, man. These other niggas ass, nigga. These niggas not just ass, nigga. These niggas sweaty ass, nigga. Sweaty ass, nigga. Anyways, man, yo, I just want to spit a few more bars for you niggas, man. Let you niggas know what it is, man. Hold up, man. Let me get this beat for y'all niggas, man.
I kinda wanna let the world know.
Yeah, nigga. Moment for life, nigga. You. Hey. Yeah, nigga. Stank rapper. A star from the stars in the skies. Flow real nice. Like a necktie. Drop that beat, hit niggas and they wanna hit me. But no, I duck them, straight fuck them and they ask no paw, straight ruckus. Nigga, what you saying? You don't wanna see that boy, you know I'm not playing. Hit you in your eye, hit me in the face and you gon' see the sky, huh? You don't wanna do that, you don't wanna hit me in the face cause I blew back. Blew that. You don't wanna be that boy, you know I'm a rude cat. Smack you in your face twice. Hit me up, you get spliced. My flow is so real. Hit niggas up, you don't wanna get steeled. Right in your nose, not playing. Come through, you get delayed, kid. I'm realer. You don't wanna see, you know I'm iller. Flow is like grass. Don't gas me, cause I will smoke your ass. You don't wanna see that boy, you know you get fast. Don't know, but you wanna hit me up? Nah, right. That's a no-go. The flow is so tight. Hit niggas and they say they know I'm nice. I'm right, I do the big. You don't wanna see the boy like I'm a wig. What you do? You know I'm nice, you know I'm real, you know I'm tight.
All right, y'all. Thanks for calling in, caller. I had a feeling I knew who that was. I'm not going to say his name, but I think that's one of my homeboys. that I do music with out here. He's just being a, you know, he's just being a fool today. It sounded just like him. So if I'm wrong, you know, but it's one of those people that sounds like 99% just like a homeboy of mine and stuff like that. So I don't want to say your name because, you know, I didn't know if you didn't promote yourself. So I don't want to, like, you know, in case you wanted to be unanimous. But is Prentice still on the line? Because or did
yeah,
he drop out?
It was,
you know?
My call
and
it dropped.
Yeah. Oh, it
what happened was I got back. So can you hear me?
Oh, welcome back, bro. Yeah, we can hear you. So,
okay, yeah, I'm back.
What I was saying before you dropped out is, there any artists that you know of that either is current, like a big time, or mainstream that's on a rise that you think the world should look out for? Like, is there any artist today that catches your eye that you think people are sleeping on, lyrically or anything?
There's a guy by the name of Red Bottom. He's based out of L.A. I believe he currently lives in Vegas. He is, like, to me, he's like the next thing I think people should I think a lot of people are starting to notice. I mean, he has a really unique sound. He has that look, man, and he's hungry for it. And he's really, his name's been ringing a lot, like, in the whole West Coast scenery. L.A., Las Vegas, Arizona, New Mexico. Like, he's I think the world's been sleeping on him. His name is Red Bottom. He just dropped a music video just a couple of days ago, and it's already at 60,000 views on YouTube. So, man, he's
wow.
definitely that guy. Yeah, he's definitely that guy, bro.
And we definitely, I think you submitted that song to me to play on the air, you know, and I sent it to Black Terror. So once I get clarification that he's got it or whatnot, we can drop it for the world, you know, if he that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'll have him, and I'll
we just
got to
wait
call in too.
We just got to wait a few minutes because he has to, like, screen callers and stuff. But before we get to our next caller, I just want to say once again, everybody, thanks for tuning in, thanks for listening, thank you for rocking with us. You know, this show is 802 Radio, airs biweekly, so every other Monday. I know today's Tuesday. But, you know, we had a change of plans at the last moment, so that's why we're coming to you live on Tuesday. But to piggyback off from what you were saying about Red Bottom, me, I'm more of an old school guy, you know, so I still have Eric B. and Rakim in my phone. I still have, like, you know, Run DMC. And as a lyricist myself, somebody whose style I've always liked, but – for some reason, he was never in the top 10. If you told somebody, give me your top 10, this guy is always out of the top 10, and I don't know why. Do you remember Exhibit? In his prime, Exhibit was dope. Like, he still is dope,
Exhibit,
I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Exhibit is hard.
Like, that song he did, Shotgun Fanatic, or Right Back At It, You Get Mopped and Dropped Like a Filthy Habit. You know, that was nasty. And I'm just thinking, like, how come he's not – I mean, I understand maybe the reason why he's not in the top 10 is there's so many talented artists out there.
Right.
You know, so, like,
right.
And I think that's why. But, I mean, you never hear people talk about, you know, when you say lyricist, Exhibit's never in the conversation. I think people sleep on Exhibit,
you know. In the conversation, man. He was definitely somebody that was up and coming that was starting to really, you know, blow up. And I always respected his craft, you know, lyrically. I always respected Exhibit, but – yeah, after a while, we just didn't hear from him no more, so maybe he had other plans to do other things, you know.
Exactly. But are you ready to get to another caller?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go with the next caller.
All right, who do we got, Black Tear?
44928.
What's happening, people? I go by the name of King Streets, a.k.a. Cardiac Calvin, if you didn't know. And, I'm an artist, if you haven't peeped out any of my shit. I mean, I really get into my music, not like these other niggas. Not saying that it's not talent. It's talent enrichment, but, you know, people scared of criticism. Me, I love criticism. Any criticism is good to me. Like, I love feedback, so with that being said, shit, comment all my songs, and whether you like it or not, shit, tell me, because I like to know that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, basically, what I'm trying to hear with this music shit is over the charts. Like, I don't have, like, one style. I'm able to hop on any beat, spit it, any verse, anything I want to say, however I wanted to say it. Like, I'm not scared of expressing my feelings on the track or just going ham. Or not even making sense sometimes, but it just go together. But, you know what I'm saying, if you haven't peeped out any of my shit, go peep that out. I'm on memphisrap.com/KingStreets, twitter.com @StreetsTheKing, Facebook, Calvin King Streets Clock, YouTube, The King Streets, no spaces, SoundClick, King, I mean, it's a whole lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, moving right now, trying to, you know what I'm saying, just get it out there, you know what I'm saying, and the click that I claim, you know what I'm saying, that I'm the CEO of, I mean, the boss of, is Money Mom, and that's a click of young niggas.
Money,
it's crazy,
Mom.
Y'all gonna
like
hit them
that
in a minute. They crazy, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get my shit off the ground. So, you know what I'm saying? When y'all get to realizing who I am, you'll know who the squad is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Weez. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Wuda, Flat Tie. Man, everybody down with the squad, Serious. Shout out DMB, Young Sir, Tom. You know what I'm saying? Everybody down. They just recently got down with the Self-Made Entertainment. That's the label. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Hood
right.
Money, Rich Money. What's good? Hui, I see you. Toon, Kamikaze, Lucci, everybody. Man, the fam is strong. You know what I'm saying? The fam is strong. Basically, shit. We ready to start pumping them in their head until y'all get that we serious about this shit. Like, we serious about our music. Like, I mean, there's a whole lot of cats out here in Richmond doing it, but they not doing it like I'm doing it. They can't do it how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
You wanna
I'm self-made.
Quick,
that's when you create yourself from something to
sneak
nothing. Half the niggas already had something. You know what I'm saying? I had nothing. And I created myself, my swag. Speaking about business-wise, you know, music-wise, but
yeah, I fuck with
niggas
that, man.
Niggas not seeing me, man. King Streets,
respect.
Money Mob, the CEO, and we ready to take over. I just wanted to have a little personal talk with y'all, let y'all know what my goals and ambitions is. And don't get confused. All right,
King Streets.
Red Rum is the king of Richmond. But me,
all right, King Streets.
I'm the best
appreciate
rapper
you calling
in Richmond.
And,
King Streets.
Definitely, bro, definitely. I appreciate you calling in, man. And shout out to Richmond. And that dude definitely is the truth. You can just tell. Like, he has that swagger to him, so definitely be on lookout for him. But, Prentice, we have one of your songs that you sent in. The song, what was the song called again? I'm looking at it right now. It's called Options.
Yeah,
you want to tell us a little bit about it before we spin it?
Yeah. Options is basically a new single. It was one of my most recent singles that I dropped, I want to say about a few months ago. And so it has a real nice vibe, man. It's real groovy. Just has that real laid-back, chill type of music. Cut it on, take a ride in your car, man, have the windows down. And so that's pretty much everything. It's called Options.
Okay.
And
We're gonna take one more caller and then we'll spin it for you. But yeah, I didn't want to cut you off, bro. But finish what you were gonna say, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Okay, bro, and definitely I can't wait to hear it. And let's get to one more caller, and then we'll ask you guys to please wait in the queue, and we'll spin Prentice's song Options. So who's our next caller?
646-673.
Yo, yo, what's cracking, Ben? This is Sean. That's Sex Energy Drinks here in Jersey City watching Judas and the Black Messiah, power movie about the Black Panther Party. How you doing today, my bro?
Hey, doing good, man. How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm out here in AMC Theater in Jersey City watching Judas and the Messiah about the Black Panther Party. Go see that movie. It's a powerful movie about what went down with the Black Panther Party in the 60s. Just want to say some quick things about my SX Energy Drink. As you know, I will be naming the SX Model of the Month in a few weeks. I want to give a shout-out to the last SX Model of the Month, D.D. Walker, radio show host from North Carolina, and she also models. And also, real quick, I want everybody to catch me on my social media sites. I got a new website. It's called https www.seanfelderessex.wixsite.com/SeanFelderEssexEnergyDrink. The new website consists of the models who have modeled for me the past 10 years, events I did the past 10 years. Want to shout out to my PR, DJ K Nikki, who's been my PR for the past year and a half. And also catch me on an upcoming show in April called Burro G on DTF Radio. It will be announced pretty soon. And also, I want to give a shout out to her. I was on her magazine with an Essex ad sometime in January. And also, you can catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. And please support my GoFundMe link. It's on my website, trying to raise $10,000 for my Essex business. And like I said, just look for it. GoFundMe, Sean Felder Essex Energy Drink.
And I want to give a big shout out to you, Sean, because I remember you from like when I was doing the show 4 years ago. So you're one of the OGs, you know, and ones that have been supporting 802 Radio, not just me, but Eddie Powell and his platform.
Yes.
And so a big shout out to you, man. And yeah, Prentice, this guy right here, he actually sent me a sample of his SS Energy drink, and you know, it arrived like super fast, and I got to taste it. I think you sent me I think it was like blueberry.
I sent you one too. Yeah, I sent you one too. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir. I sent you one.
It was really good. I enjoyed it. So maybe you'll have to, if Prentice likes energy drinks, we'll have to try to see about getting him a taste, you know, too. That stuff was out of this world, I can tell you that.
Oh, listen, my dude, if you want another one, man, just text me your address after the show. I'll send you some more because I got some hot models modeling my drink. You check it out on my website and on my Instagram, FelderSean, and also my old Instagram, FelderSean494. I got some new models ready to model my drink, and also talked to a couple of corporations like Pepsi and Coke about distribution deals. So let's see what happens with that, all right? So I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to keep watching that movie, you know, deal with the corporate world. You know how that goes. And we'll watch that
Definitely.
Movie, Judah and the Black Messiah. Popular movie. Y'all holler on later, all right?
All right,
thank
brother.
You, bro. God bless, brother.
Later. All right, now.
Yeah, thanks again. Wow, so before we get to your song, Prentice, I just want to say to all the callers that have called in, you know, thank you so much for calling in, and big shout-out to Sean Fielder and everybody else before, you know, from the caller all the way to, you know, in Mexico. That was insane, you know what I'm saying, to have a caller in Mexico. And
yeah, that was
that just
great.
Shows, like, yeah, and
what a
down-to-earth humble. Well, that's what you know, thing about radio is you never know who's listening, you know, and that's the crazy part. I remember a few shows before we used to have Def Jam people. What was his name? Mikey J. I was just doing a random show, just taking callers. Next thing you know, you hear Mikey J. from Def Jam. I'm like, no way. Def Jam? Like, the Def Jam?
Oh,
that was,
crazy,
like,
man.
Insane
that's,
to me.
That's dope.
You know?
That's dope.
So I'll let you take the floor and promote your song before we spin it. But I just want to say, just hold on into the queue, callers. We're going to play one song, and then we'll put you back in after the song is done. And we're only on for about, I think, another 12 minutes. So after the song's done, we're going to get to as many callers as we can, and we'll end on a song.
Okay.
So floor is yours, Prentice. You want to give us a quick idea about the song and stuff?
This is my new single, my most latest single, by the way. My new single called Options, definitely in rotation. Check it out. It's featuring my boy, M&J Smith.
Pardon, you got niggas thirsty, starving, looking at you hard, window shopping, then you hit them with that, I ain't on the market, excuse me miss, beg your pardon, you got niggas thirsty, starving, looking at you hard, window shopping, then you hit them with that, I ain't on the market, she got too many options, you know damn well you're still popping, everybody stuck just watching. Yeah. She got too many options. You know damn well you're still popping. Everybody's stuck just watching. Yeah. She got too many options.
options of guys that she can choose from. Everybody thirsting over you, niggas choose from. She replied, I'm from Houston, don't get it screwed up.
No, never that.
She said, okay then, I like your cadence. You're very intellectual, not basic. And I'm not looking for no one, I'm cool on that. Give me my space, baby, move on back. Bet you I can get her, make her reconsider. What you thought about me, my approach different. Get you out of here, away from all these niggas. It's a home run, I ain't got a picture. She got too many options. You know damn well you're still popping. Everybody stuck just watching.
Just watching, yeah.
She got too many options. You know damn well you're still popping. Everybody stuck just watching. Just
she'll always know I'm popping. Knew if what Greg got options, them looks I wish they stop it. But she knew what I could do, and every time they come around she never tells the truth. And if I had to choose, baby, it would be you. You got too many options to tell the fucking truth. Oh, whoa.
She got too many options. You know damn well you're still popping. Everybody stuck just watching.
Feel no way, I give you my love. Better days, cause I'm just gone, bet you feel the way. I really used to wish you would feel the same. Now I run it up, I can feel no way, I give you my love. Better days, cause I'm just gone, bet you feel the way.
She got too many options, you know damn well you're still popping. Everybody stuck just watching.
Welcome back, everybody. That's the song Options by Prentice. That's a fire song, my G. Definitely always rock with your music, man, and always been a supporter.
Appreciate it, man.
And yeah, you said that's recent too.
Yeah, that's my most recent track. Actually, it was the fire is also featured on that song. He on the backgrounds. That was engineered by a guy by the name of J Bull. And he's an audio for a few people in the industry. He's done a few songs for Beyonce off of one of her albums.
Oh, wow.
He's engineered a few songs. Yeah, I want to work with this dude. So Tobias personally has a relationship with the guy, and so that's how I met him. And so Tobias said, hey, man, come to the studio so you can meet this guy. And ever since I met him, man, I put the bug in his ear, and we did the track. We knocked the song out like in an hour, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's dope. And we got a couple more callers in the queue. We only got 7 minutes left, so you want to just throw out your links one more time, and then we'll
Y'all check follow my website, follow my social media, PrenticeTheRapper.com, P as in pair, RENTICE, TheRapper.com, or also follow me on Instagram. That's _Prentice.
All right. Let's get to our next caller. Who do we have, Black Hair?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? This is your boy Tobias Lamar, man. I was just tuning in, and I hear that joint playing, man. That's what's up. I like that track.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show, man, and thank you for returning. And it's been a lit show so far, Tobias. We had somebody from Mexico call in, and, you know, my homeboy Sean Fielder, who is an OG fan, you know what I'm saying? And now you're calling in, you know, showing love again, so I appreciate it.
Oh, much love, much love. Speaking of, I actually got somebody in Mexico who's an artist out there. So I'm going to reach out to him and see if he can call in. I got a few people that's going to be calling in.
That's dope, bro.
That you may be able to get on. That's going to want to call in and get on.
All right, bro. Yeah, definitely. We got only 5 minutes left of the show, you know, so we're going to try to get to as many.
Keep doing your thing, man. I'm just rocking with y'all. I'm in here in the kitchen on my second day of the day, doing some editing and some other stuff. But I'm just rocking with y'all, man. I love what y'all do. Keep it going.
Well, before you get off, I have to tell you a funny story real quick. So I was telling Prentice how it was 30 below zero here yesterday, right? And I still have your song. I still have your song on my phone, you know, the ones that you submitted. So I was looking out the window as the snow's falling. It's just one of those nights. It's just one of those. And I was like, yeah, because this is a typical night in Vermont. You know what I'm saying? So that was the perfect fit. It's just one of those nights. And then I go outside and I'm like trying to break dance, but in reality I'm sliding on the ice, you know, slipping and stuff. So I can't take credit for like.
That 30 below, man. I don't see how y'all do that. I've experienced black ice one time in my life. That was the first and last time we were going to meet.
I remember you said that. Yeah, you were like, you fell, and then as you were sliding, you were still yelling or something like, ah!
You just lay there. You know it hurt when you just hug the ice and you just accept it. I was done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I definitely want to try to get you back on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? I want to definitely try to get you back on as soon as we can.
Yeah, I got some stuff working, so I'll get on there and show y'all some more stuff.
Okay,
definitely.
I hate to cut you short, bro, but we got 3 minutes left and we got a couple more callers.
Nah, it's
so.
All right. Go ahead. Let him have it. Get it to it. I'm still rich, y'all, man. I'm rocking with you. Love it.
Okay, thank you. Who's our last caller, Black Tear?
415-375. Yo, what's up? This is OMF from San Francisco. What's up, Brad? Welcome back to Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro. It's been a while.
Yo, man, it's just I check out your music, man. I love what you're doing, man. I'm glad you're back. Welcome back to the Blackout family. I like special shout-out to Princess the Rapper. That's your special guest. I like your music.
Yep.
Man, just keep it up a lot, man. That's what's up. Well, y'all all know I still have my radio show every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blackout Radio. I still have my show. I do my show. I'm working on my mixtape that's going to be coming out next month called Taking Back Hip Hop. I'm also working on my CD, What Happened to Hip Hop. So that's what I'm working on, man. And keeping hip hop alive, man. And supporting hip hop.
I definitely rock with that, man, and you know what I'm saying. I just want to let you know before you throw out your links and stuff, you only got 2 minutes, so if you can throw out all your links and get enough out in 2 minutes, then the floor is yours, bro. I just wanted to, because we go off in 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'd like to shout out to you again. Shout out to all the callers, and you can find me at OMF Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to send your music, I play it on my radio show. It's redheadron@gmail.com. So otherwise than that, man, just check out my show tomorrow. My show is tomorrow, matter of fact, at 4 p.m. Check it out. Or you could check out my show if you can't call in. You can check it out on Blog Talk Radio on Meth Posse tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for supporting.
Okay.
Yo, man, and welcome back, man. And I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much. And thank you for calling in. I'll call in to your show tomorrow, and I'll see if Prentice can as well, you know.
Yeah,
no
that's
doubt.
What I'm saying.
Definitely
we support each other. Each one
right,
teach
bro.
One.
Exactly. We're going to have to end, though. So definitely it was nice talking to you. And next time, please call in again next show, and we'll get you on longer. But, before we get off, guys, let me just throw out the link one more time. Facebook, my actual Facebook is Brad Bourne, B-O-U, RN. The fan page is 802 Radio, 802, lowercase RADIO. And that's it. And we're going to end on a song. And thanks for tuning in.
I just like the sound of it. Hide your bitch where your boo at. These niggas think you're sweet, but ain't no fraud in me. Just ask them other niggas that got charge with me. Ask them how many guns was in the car with me. Who you be, you ain't never hit a lick. You ain't never in the field. You ain't never with the shits. You ain't never get no money. You ain't never move a brick. Fuck niggas. I pull up and I bust niggas. I'm moving militant. I don't really trust niggas. Bitch, I'm wildin'. I'm all about the violence. EBH niggas, we be moving in silence. The whole gang going dumb, 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 nigga. Banana clip on his big dumb gun, nigga. Money dance on these dumb, dumb, dumb niggas. Hitting that nigga, getting close to me. I'm just getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm just getting money like I'm supposed to be. Never been a pussy, ain't no hole with me. Never been a pussy, ain't no hole with me. I'm that real nigga that y'all wanna be. I'm that real nigga that y'all wanna be. Rip this, yay man, flip that cake, damn, X-certified bread server, fake stand, I move weight grams, all by the case, man, soda coke stretch, Jordan, Space Jam, feeling myself, swimming in wealth, so the young boy swag is, Nino himself, my flow got a bubble like syphilis, weight crew, women, friends, late night scrimmaging, if shit hit the fan, fall back, retreat, I'm strapped in the back like a baby car seat. If that scat clack, full fifth, kick back, precision aim when the young boy lift that. I just like the sound of it.